listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Logan Couture wins it in overtime.
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Icing against the Kraken just before that, too. Healy Toy. Off the face-off, the Sharks shoot, they score! Poked right on net, off the face-off. The San Jose Sharks take the 1-0 lead on a stunning play after that chance by Bjorkstrand missed the net on the other side of the ice. Wow! The puck was dropped. It was Couture against Gourde, and Logan Couture kind of poked at it, and I think it might have been Yanni Gourde who sent that puck into his own net. And Brett, if that's the case, it's an unassisted goal for the Sharks captain.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, that's a snipe. He said before the game he was going to try it, so. It was a bomb, you know. Joner, he couldn't catch up to it, you know. And so, it's, you see those goals every now and again, and it, sometimes it crosses your mind as you're lining up for a face-off, you know. Like, you've seen all the bloopers and stuff like that. And that's one of those, obviously, where somebody crossed, obviously, in front of Joner's vision. And, you know, since you kind of, the last picture he saw was, you know, none of our players had the puck on their stick, right? And so, you know, you're not as a goalie, you're not thinking the puck's going to come at you. So when you're looking the other way, you're trying to see where the puck's going. And, you know, obviously he probably just saw it just underneath him when it came through his D-man's leg. So it's just, it's one of those just horrible bounces where, I mean, obviously I don't think he's going to lose much sleep over it because it's just a fluky play. But you kind of feel bad for the other goalie because every goalie's had their fair share of bad bounces, but at the same time, you know, on the other end, I'll take a goal however I can get it. So, you know, it's good to get on the board. Good for us to get on the board.
You're going to be sending Joner that clip in the offseason, maybe?
I looked at him, and he had a big smile on his face. He was pretty pissed. I told him I own him this year, so I got 2-2 against him.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday as we wake up winners after one of the most complete games that the San Jose Sharks have played all year long. The thing that struck me about yesterday's game is that in addition to a really good effort, in addition to a complete effort, the Sharks finally got breaks to go their way. And there's no better example than the own goal that's credited to Logan Couture. And he earned it. I'm not going to take anything away from him. But that's the type of play that just hasn't gone in favor of the Sharks enough this year. And sometimes when you get the breaks in addition to a really high caliber effort like we saw yesterday, everything works out right, and that's how you end up with a shutout win. And the thing is, when you listen to those clips of the guys as we were coming in from Reimer and from Logan, like, you can hear the laughter, you can hear the joking, you can hear the fact that this was a win that they were comfortable with. Because, listen, far too many wins this year have been nerve-wracking. They have been, you know, overtime or just, you know, seat of your pants, hold on, let's see what happens. And this was a win where, start to finish, the Sharks played, in my opinion, one of their most complete games, if not the most complete game of their season. They defended hard. They were careful with the puck. You know, they were good in all three zones. They took care of everything that they needed to take care of. And this was on a day where you had a built-in excuse for things to not go well. Timo Meier's out with an upper body injury. Tomas Hertl, we discover soon before the game, is going to be out with a personal reason, and I hope everything's all right there. But this was a built-in excuse to have a bad performance, and they didn't in the slightest. And that's one of those things where you recognize just how important it is to have that type of team culture and have that type of an overall mentality with the team that you're going to be able to step up in light of anything you might be facing in that day. And I think that's a big part of why the Sharks have continued to fight hard throughout the majority of this lost season. Like, you look at everything that they've gone through. You look at the fact that there have already been trades that were made, you know, far ahead of the deadline. You look at the fact that they've had so many soul-crushing losses, and you still have just incredibly solid efforts yesterday. Guys dive into block shots. Guys hustling up and down the ice every chance they get. I mean, look at a guy like Asimont, who had been written off elsewhere and was at a point in his career to where, you know, the Sharks were able to pick him up, and he's been a very, very solid addition and is working his tail off out there. You look at Noah Gregor, a guy who was pushed out of the lineup for a lot of the start of the year and is coming up better and better as of late, had a big goal yesterday and had a lot of really big performances throughout the game. You look at Martin Kaut, You know, here's a guy who was not happy with his situation in Colorado, comes over to San Jose and gets his opportunity and shows up and plays a good, hard-nosed game yesterday. And when you combine that with the high-caliber performances you got from Erik Karlsson, who had a two-point game, and Logan Couture had a two-point game, same story for Evgeny Svechnikov, and you had Gregor in there, AC Mont. I thought Vlasic had a really strong game. It was just one of those nights where you, or days, I guess I should say, where you just feel good about everything when all is said and done. And again, the laughter that you heard in the dressing room after, the smiles that were on guys' faces. Like, even after wins this year, that has not always been the scene. Like, yes, there's been a lot of relief after wins, but yesterday it was more about the fact that the guys felt good about their games, felt good about the way they won, felt good about the performance that they got from them and their teammates. And again, it's the effort combined with getting the breaks. And those are two things that have not gone hand in hand with the Sharks season this year. And I've talked about this multiple times this year, that the Sharks have not been rewarded by hockey for their strong efforts. Yesterday, they finally were. And it ended up with them having, again, one of their most complete performances of the year and getting a relatively, I won't say easy victory, but a victory that was free of, you know, the tension and the torture and everything that we associate with that. And 4-0, Reimer gets a shutout. You know, you got stars like Couture and Karlsson coming up big time. AC Mont earning that empty netter. I mean, this was all one of those days where everything that could have gone their way, other than the absences of Timo Meier and Tomas Hertl, did go their way. And that's been a long time coming for the Sharks. And let's talk about the fact that James Reimer had not played since the 27th of January. Yesterday was the 20th of February. And listen, I know he's doing practice, and I know that he's an experienced veteran, and he's been through all these things before. There's nothing you can really throw at him at this point that he hasn't seen and or been through. But I do think that that's just such a huge moment for a guy to come back from an extended absence. He had, as he said, some body parts that weren't working too well. He gets back out there, and he's so comfortable in terms of making his saves. Like, the game, and again, this is a credit to the structure in front of him, but the game never got scrambly around him too many times. The Sharks did a really good job of keeping the puck away from the front of the net, kept it out of the slot, kept it to the outsides, and it seems like when the Kraken were trying to get shots off, they were contested. Like, that's one of those things that I point to, the little things that were going well for the Sharks oftentimes when they have good performances, is that, you know, they play these fundamentally sound styles. Like, they'll shuttle to the puck to the exteriors. They'll keep it away from the interior. They'll give their goalie a lot of vision and not try and be too crowded, and their spacing will good. Like, this is exactly what we saw yesterday for the San Jose Sharks, and you can't really overstate the importance of that. Like, I look at everything that you get in a game like that, and it's not just that James Reimer gets a shutout, and it's not just that the defense is strong in front of him. It's that those things kind of feed each other. And that was something that I thought was really, really interesting. And let's listen to this quote real quick from Logan Couture, because I think it's good insight to what that really means. Like, what does it mean when your goalie's playing that strong?
It's huge. You have confidence to make aggressive plays, I think, in the neutral zone, in the defensive zone, to be aggressive, forcing them to make a very good play to beat you. You know, breakdowns occur throughout this game, and I mean, we made our fair share tonight, but when you have a goalkeeper that's seeing the puck well, or both goalkeepers that are seeing the puck well, it definitely helps.
And to hear him talk about that aggression that they played with in front of Reimer, I mean, it is a lot of what I saw yesterday. And yesterday, because it was a 1 o'clock start, I was able to bring my wife and my two boys to the game and sit down in the seats. And, you know, it's always a different perspective when I sit in the seats versus being way up top with the media. But, you know, just watching the effort the guys were showing and the speed that they were playing with and the hard-nosed mentality that they showed throughout the entirety of the game, I mean, those are the things that you notice. Those are the things that you walk away from and you really have stay with you, because it just felt like there was a different level of aggression in the game and there was a different level of overall desire that was shown throughout the game by the Sharks. And that's not to say that the efforts weren't there earlier in the year. I just felt like watching them yesterday, it felt like they put that much more of an effort out there on the ice. And maybe that's a learning example, that they need to be that much better. I mean, I think that you get into a system where you are relying on Hertl and Meier to do so much, and for good reason, because they are such classic producers. But there was something different about yesterday where it was like, okay, we don't have two of our top weapons out there. We're going to have to do things a little bit differently. And a credit to the Sharks, that's exactly what they did. And the first period was a really interesting period, because it was very tough. It was very grinding back and forth. You know, neither team early on had a lot of shots on goal, and it just didn't feel like either team was budging an inch. And in games like this previously, we have not seen the Sharks been able to thrive. And that was the difference in that game, because the Sharks kept it level throughout the first period. And then when they score in the second period, it's something that they are able to build upon. Like, that to me is the most important thing to see. The second period, obviously, it's where things can go right or go wrong for any team, no matter how good and or bad you are in the NHL. And to finally break through with the style of goal that they did, getting Logan Couture on a faceoff that's, a bit of an own goal there. That was like, okay, you catch a break here. You go up 1-0. Good. You love to see it. And then shortly thereafter, Evgeny Svechnikov builds upon it, giving you a 2-0 lead. And then you get Noah Gregor getting a final goal in the waning moments of the third period to make it 3-0. It's a 0-0 game entering the second. And actually, I thought at the start of the second that Seattle had a little bit more jump, and the Sharks were able to absorb it and bounce back with a much, the final 15 minutes of the second period, they were a much better team. But again, the rewards for being the harder working team have not always been there this year. So the Sharks to walk away with 3 unanswered goals to take into the third period and be in charge of the game, I mean, it's massive. And, I will say that the thought did cross my mind, because so many things have not gone the Sharks' way this year, but they have not blown a 3-goal lead entering the third at home. They've blown 2-goal leads late, but this one I felt pretty confident with. Like I said, it still did cross my mind, and I think they played the entirety of the third period like they were not going to let that happen. Like, they were just so determined and focused to hold on to that win. And Acemont, who had a phenomenal game, every period he was everywhere on the ice, finally gets that goal and a beautiful feed from Couture. You exhale at that point. The game was won. Acemont earned it. Carlson earned it. Couture earned it. Barabanov earned it. I mean, everything about the Sharks yesterday was that they earned that win. And again, it is frustrating, I'm sure, for a head coach like David Quinn to watch his team continually against the better teams in the league have really high caliber, high quality performances. And I think that's, a testament to what the Sharks have been and or have not been at the same time. It's like they can play with anyone. And we've seen them beat just about anyone, but unfortunately, the results haven't been there. And I think that's why there's so much, consternation among fans, at the very least, about where this team is and where they aren't. Because never have I watched the Sharks this year and been like, this is an abysmal team that doesn't have a future. It's often like, I can't believe that this team isn't getting more results, considering how hard they work, considering the efforts they put out, considering the level of talent that's out there for any given game. I mean, they showed that they have been able to beat anybody, as they have beaten Vegas, they have beaten Seattle, they have beaten, Tampa Bay. I mean, you go down the list, you think about the high-quality teams that they've beaten so far this year, and that's, where their victories have come. And yeah, they have had some victories against lower-tier teams, but they've also had some really bad performances against lower-tier teams. And so I appreciate what they have been through this year and where it might be heading, regardless of who is on the roster when all is said and done. But I think that it speaks to overall the culture that has been built in San Jose. Logan Couture knows exactly what it takes, and maybe the team has not always been able to do it this year, but I think that the fact that the guys are all fighting for each other, there's no infighting, there's no, problems out there on the ice, in the dressing room. These guys are all bought in. And again, that's not easy to do when you're in the midst of a very difficult season with not too many wins. I mean, yesterday was only the 6th home win of the year. And when you combine that with how many times the Sharks have played a really good game, I mean, it'll drive you crazy, because you do know what the team can do, and it just hasn't happened at home often enough. And it was just a feel-good moment yesterday, a feel-good day. It wasn't magic. It wasn't an incredible comeback. It wasn't something that we're going to be talking about for years to come, because James Reimer has had shutouts before, and Logan Couture and Erik Karlsson have had multi-point games before. But in the midst of this season, in the way that it has gone, when we talk about, the games that might stick out, at least for this year, you'll say, hey, remember that Monday afternoon game when you didn't have Timo Meier or Tomas Hertl? And you'll say, yeah, that was a good effort from the Sharks. They got a nice win over a good Kraken team. Just like we look back at last year's Monday afternoon game when Timo Meier goes out and scores 5 goals. Something about these Monday afternoon games, the Sharks perform pretty well. And, everybody walks out of the building that's a Sharks fan with a smile yesterday. And, good fans yesterday, good house. Everybody, being on their best behavior. Saw a lot of families there. I was not the only one who saw it. Oh, early start. Let's bring the family. So, good times had by all yesterday at the tank. But we are going to take a break. On the other side, I was able to chat with James Reimer after the win, get a little bit of an exclusive interview. So that was fun. And we're going to hear from head coach David Quinn, as well as Logan Couture and Martin Kaut. You're on Morning Tide on the Sharks Audio Network.
Here's Svechnikov across the line. Drop pass for Gregor. Moving in. Shooting it. Score! Noah Gregor from the left circle lets the shot rip off the passes from Svechnikov and Carlson. The Sharks are up 3-0 with 17.2 seconds left in the second period.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Clear, Megna keeps in for Seattle. Tosses cross ice, Schultz the drive, glove save Reimer, and there's Reimer again taking control of the game, grabbing it and holding on with chaos emanating in front of his net.
Yeah, I mean, let's do that every time. The team played great. I mean, we've had a couple really solid games start to finish this year, and this is one of them. I mean, blocking shots, making hard plays, making smart plays. I just feel, honestly, the how smart we were with the puck and our positioning and even our sticks, I thought were great. We made some great plays defensively or in the O-zone, just keeping plays alive or disrupting plays. So, it's great. It's great to come back and win, but even better when we earned it like we did tonight as a whole team.
All right, we've got James Reimer after the Sharks' win against Seattle. James, I guess my first question for you is, you don't seem to believe in rust, man. Like, you looked like you picked up right where you left off. Did you feel good out there today?
I think that's a big part of that. It's just our team, the way we played. We kind of dictated the play and allowed me. We played with a lot of structure, so it allowed me to get to my points, and I didn't have to play, you know, too scrambly. And like I said, we played with structure, so I was able to just kind of settle into my game and go from there.
Yeah, it looked like, and Logan talked about it, he said they felt like they had a lot of confidence in you, allowed them to be aggressive in the neutral zone, and like you alluded to, it felt like there was a lot of structure in front. So from your, what does that look like from your perspective, I guess, that structure?
I think we're playing aggressive and we're staying on top of guys. I think for me, the biggest thing is in the O-zone, you know, whether a puck gets turned over or whatnot, you know, where our guys are, D-men pulling back with a guy that's slashing, is our F3 staying over top of, you know, of their guys, you know, and so as they come up the ice, you know, you feel like you have that protection that you know, there's not going to be a massive, you know, catastrophic breakdown, you know what I mean? And so I think just the way we're skating and staying above people was, it makes you feel comfortable back there.
Now, you hadn't been out there for a while. Obviously, you've been doing this for a long time, but were there any butterflies to finally get back out there and get a start?
Obviously, against a team like that who can score and plays hard, you know, but it's a good test, too. You know, it's fun and you know, I've been trying to practice hard and stay in it. And then, you know, when it comes out there, I mean, you just realize, I mean, you just have faith in your body of work and know that, you know, what you need to do to be successful, you can do and believe that it's going to be good enough.
We've talked a lot about culture with this team this year and with not having Timo and not having Tommy there today. And then you've got a guy like Kaut coming up and playing in his, you know, first time for the franchise. How did it feel for you just to kind of, you know, be one of those leaders on a team like this where you need guys to come in and kind of be, you know, kind of fit, be a cog in that machine, but also, you know, they're looking at guys like you and Logan.
Honestly, you know, I don't think about it too much. I mean, I think the best way to lead is by just going about your business, you know, and trying to be a pro and working hard and doing the right things and preparing the right way. And as a young guy, it's your job to watch the older guys and take what you can and fall in line. And so obviously, if there's things you can say and do, you do them. But for the most part, you settle in just like your own game. You just play your own game, and you know, that's that's how I learned as a young guy, and I'm sure that's how it keeps on going.
And then just obviously, you know, so many athletes are not slave to routine, but like you get used to it. Today, that's all thrown out the window. It's an early start. Everything's different. I know for me, it allowed my family to come because young family, you can relate to this. The 7:30 starts aren't great for bringing the kids. But, I mean, it changes everything with what your normal day before a game would be.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, luckily, you know, I've played a while now in this league, so I've had a couple afternoon starts. And so, you know, you kind of settle in, you make a new routine for early games. And so, you know, and I feel good. I feel fresh, the legs, you know. Mm-hmm. You're not sitting there thinking about the game all day. You know, you just get up and get to the rink and play. And so, you know, I used to dislike the early games. And as I've gotten older, I've kind of grown to like them. So, you know, it's just one of those things where you find your routine and just settle in.
Well, James, it was great to see you back out there today, man. I appreciate your time, and we'll do it again soon, all right?
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
And again, that was James Reimer after yesterday's victory. Always appreciate chatting with him because he is such a high-caliber leader on the squad. I mean, I think that he leads by example, and he never freaks out over anything that happens out there on the ice. He's a very calm, collected individual. I think that has a it rubs off, it wears off on other guys. I think they understand that, you know, he's been through it all. He's never the type to blow up his teammates. He takes it all in stride, and I think that you have that type of calmness. It permeates. Guys don't get too high. They don't get too low. You know, Reimer, after losses and after wins, he's usually the one guy that is, you know, laughing it off or smiling or trying to put things in perspective. And I don't think you can put enough emphasis on how much that can mean to a team that is going through difficult times like the Sharks have been going through this year. All right, let's get into some post-game sound from head coach David Quinn.
Yeah, I thought we really did. I thought from the get-go we were on our toes. We thought we were playing an aggressive style. We were on the attack, and, you know, in the tough circumstances, you know, you're missing, you know, Timo and Tommy, and that's not easy. And, you know, I really liked, you know, from top to bottom, I really liked our effort. I thought we stayed on top of things. You know, in the third period, you were expecting a pushback, and I thought we did a pretty good job managing that. And obviously, Rhymes played well, and it was just a good, really good team win.
Yeah, you can make the argument it was maybe their best team win of the year, and just with the completeness of it all, like the start to finish aspect, because we've seen the Sharks throughout the year have difficulties with playing through the entire 60 minutes. And yesterday was about as close to a 60-minute performance as I have seen from the Sharks all year long. Does head coach David Quinn agree?
Pretty close. Yeah, you'd be hard-pressed to find one, you know, better. But just our mindset, we just kept rolling lines and having a great mindset.
And I think part of that mindset has to exist because of not having Timo Meier and Tomas Hertl. I mean, that's such a difference out there on the ice for this team and two guys that they rely on so much. I mean, that ultimately, I think, helped dictate part of their identity for the game. Like, they don't have two of their best players. They're going up against a really good team, and they're going to have to do things a little bit, I won't say differently, but they know that their margin for error was that much more thin. And that's, again, something that you really do look at in terms of their effort over the course of the game, that you say to yourself, okay, they knew exactly what they were getting into, and they put forth that much more of an effort. And I think that's never been a question this year. The team has always put forth really high caliber efforts. It's just a matter of not getting the breaks. And that's something that, you know, was part of yesterday's win. They got the breaks in addition to the high quality effort. And then, you know, they end up beating a good team, which has been, you know, I won't say part of the norm, but they usually do play very well against the better teams in this league.
Well, you know, we've played the better teams better than we have the teams that aren't better. So it's been a funny year that way where, you know, we've got two wins against Mini, two against Dallas, beating Vegas, beating Toronto, beating Tampa. I mean, you know, so, you know, it's funny that way. But, you know, this is a really good team we just beat tonight. And, you know, it's good to see we can step up our game when we need to.
And a big part of being able to do that, as of late at least, has been the high-caliber netminding. And whether it's been Kaapo Kähkönen, whether it has been James Reimer, or even Aaron Dell, it seems like everybody has stepped up for the San Jose Sharks to put forth their best effort if they're, you know, between the pipes. And that does allow a team to be that much more aggressive if they know that they've got a wall behind them.
You just play with more swagger and more confidence. And, you know, both these guys have elevated their game here over the last 3 weeks. And, you know, it's good to see. You know, they're both really good goalies. And, you know, obviously when you get good goaltending, you got a much better chance to win night in and night out.
Now, from the exterior, we see this portrayed as a battle between Capo and Reimer for the number one spot. And yeah, I'm sure pride makes each one of those guys want to be the number one. But I do think there's also a very strong sense of brotherhood that we see because, you know, Reimer talked about the fact that, you know, they're teammates. They are working together. They are the goalie tandem. It's not a competition to see which of them is better per se, but it's the ability to bring the best out of each other.
Yeah, I mean, that's always the goal. I mean, you want everyone playing well, and especially your teammate, your partner in net there. So, honestly, like I said out there on the bench, I mean, I feel like he's been playing great all year, just not getting the bounces or whatnot, you know, and he's played some tough games and you know, left it all out there. So, you know, I think that, you know, finally he's starting to get, you know, rewarded with with bounces going his way and you know, just making that extra save and getting some wins and then the boys, you know, locking it down in front of him at times too. So, you know, it's great. It's great when the whole team has success and I mean, every day you're working side by side with your partner and it's great when he has success too.
Teammate and partner. And again, you look at that language and the way he is describing their relationship, and I think it says a lot about his leadership in the room and about the way that they view each other. And that's, again, part of why the Sharks have been able to weather the storm that has been the 2022-2023 season, because, you know, there are a number of moments throughout the entirety of the year where the team could have fractured, and they haven't up to this point. And I think that that's, you know, part of why they do feel like they are able to absorb tough decisions that are looming on the horizon. I mean, the trade deadline is coming up on March 3rd. We know that there will probably be changes. I don't think that the Sharks are done, and I'm sure everybody is aware of that. I know that head coach David Quinn is.
Right. Yeah, it's a, listen, we knew what we signed up for. And, you know, being a general manager is not an easy job regardless of your situation. And got hard decisions to make, and you know, the one thing everyone can be rest assured is that the decisions Mike makes will be well thought out. And, you know, we're very fortunate to have our organization in his hands because I liked a lot of the things that we've done up to this point, and I like the way we go about doing things. You know, there's a real attention to detail to how we go about doing things. So it's going to be a fun 10 days.
Yeah, I mean, he's saying that no one is shocked by this. They knew exactly what they were getting into when they took the job, and that they know that they might not have the same talent out there that they have, you know, 2 games ago that they'll have in, you know, 5 games from now. Like, things are in the process of changing. Like, that's what we know. Things could change by the time you're hearing this podcast today, and this might seem, you know, very much out of date. But I think that's, you know, that's the way you have to look at it, is change is going to be a constant with where the Sharks are right now. You can't rely on anything in the sense that, oh, well, you're going to have this superstar today, or you're going to have, you know, that player tomorrow. Things are, again, shifting, changing, adjusting, and just part of the narrative right now, and it makes it that much more interesting. But, you know, the times do not get any easier for the San Jose Sharks. They keep busy. They've got a couple days off before they see Nashville, and I would like to see them get a little bit of a better performance against Nashville than they did in those first 2 games of the year. Then on Saturday night, it's the Patty Marleau night, and keep in mind, we're going to be playing special Patrick Marleau programming all week long. Like tonight, you're going to be able to hear Marleau's first ever game as a Shark on Classic Shark, so I think that you can hear some old school Dan Ruzanowski from back in 1997 on that. But then after Chicago, it's a week from today versus Montreal, and then we get into March. March 2nd, it is St. Louis, and then on the 4th, it is Washington, and then we go back out onto the road for 3. But, you know, this is a very, very interesting time of the year where there is a lot of change and there is a lot of intrigue with what is going on with the San Jose Sharks. And in the midst of it, they came up with one of their most complete wins of the year.
I feel good. It's always fun to win. I thought we played a pretty good game. We defended pretty hard, created some offense. You know, our goaltender played very well. Rhymes was great back there for us when we needed him. So happy with the effort tonight.
As he should be. We are just about out of time, but remember, we will be back with you on Thursday as the Sharks do play host to Nashville, so be ready for us on that one. Dan Ruzanowski will have live pregame coverage for you coming up at 7 o'clock on Thursday night ahead of the 7:30 start against Nashville. And then again, tonight at 7, you'll be able to hear Patty Marleau's first ever game with the San Jose Sharks in the NHL on Classic Sharks. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
You've been listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light on the Sharks Audio Network.